Ronan Keating wrote a song that was made popular by Keith Whitley entitled, "When You Say Nothing at All." The lyric goes something like this. "It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall." That really is a beautiful song in a lot of ways. And I think that we could all identify with that, that actions speak louder than words, right? And we could say that God's glory and goodness and power and holiness is communicated that way. In fact, that's what God Himself tells us. Psalm chapter 19 says that the heavens declare the glory of God. There's no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard. Their measuring line goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. And what that means is that all the earth hears the declaration of the stars and the moon and the galaxies, that as they are shining, they are radiating the glory of God. That's pretty loud, wouldn't you say? But the truth of it is not just one way. In other words, a person's silence doesn't always communicate love and tenderness and care. Sometimes silence communicates other feelings and emotions like anger or wrath. When your wife gets silent, do you know that something's up? I know that when my wife gets silent, I know that something needs to be addressed. Her silence is deafening. And God actually tells us this in His Word as well. Romans chapter 1 verse 18 says that the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. And so what this is talking about is that the unrighteous people have chosen to turn down the volume of God's voice to where it is silent and to turn up the volume of their own truth. To which the text in Romans chapter 1 goes on to say over and over again, God gave them up. In other words, He allowed them to keep their fingers in their ears and dance to the music that was rattling around in their own head. He remained silent in one sense, allowing them to live in the consequences of their sin. But what we will learn is that in the silence, God is actually shouting. So come back in the days ahead to understand fully what I mean. As you pray today, please remember Kendra Barnett, our missionary in Romania. And also remember the Maasai LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya and Tanzania.